so I would expect it to be sort of rusty here and there. And as you say, with the whole virtually new side that we had, I think the only starter from the All-Ireland semi-final was Rory Brennan. So I think that was quite a changeover of personnel to go out and to play a game where Cavan already had a game behind them. So yes, I would. You know, the slow start wasn't unexpected, but I think at half time we addressed that and we asked for a bit more, energy into what we were doing, and they took it by the neck at that stage, and I thought they did a great job in the second half.
Funny you were saying just going at half time, considering all those factors that you mentioned, going at half time at all with any sort of lead would have been good, would have been positive, but again, an opportunity, as you say, to regroup and rethink and replan and refocus, and that's very much what they did. You can see, I mean, they had the first 16 minutes, there was maybe 1-4, 1-5 score, there was, you know, it was a real Tyrone type football.
Yeah, it was, and I suppose given that there's new people involved in the situation, you know, they need time to adapt as well. I think the good thing about it is that you see some players that we've had last year, for example, Liam Rafferty, who has matured so much in that year that he's been with us. So he's like a real senior player there today and a great leader on the field. So we only believe and hope that we can do that with players when we bring them in to be with us, that they leave here a better player, whatever time that might be. And I think, again, there's a big bonus with Colin Kilpatrick there. I know you don't want to be sort of getting too excited about a new player because you want him to keep his feet on the ground, and I think he will do that very well. But he's a really good footballer, and for his first match, I think he acquitted himself very well. And Daniel Kerr up front was very good at the finishing when we needed, when he found his feet again. So a lot of different things as the game evolved. We noticed plenty of good play from different players. So Conor Quinn, and he'd been sick there for a few days as well. I'm very happy with the way he performed. Slow to start again, but that was unexpected, and it wasn't unexpected because he had been sick for 2 or 3 days during the week, you know. So the result is what it's all about ultimately. But if you can get a bonus on top of that result of new players, of players that sort of getting game time behind them and improving their match fitness, then that's all good. And as we know, like, with only 2 games in this, there's no room for error. If you lost today, you're virtually out of the competition. Win today, and we have a fighting chance on Wednesday night of being in the semi-final next weekend.